Okay, well, hello everyone. This is Amit Hazan. I'm one of the founders and managing partner at Puma Venture Capital, and this is our first podcast. I'm here with Dr. Patel, my co-founder. Dr. Patel, hello.
Hey, Amit, how are you? Hope all is well. Looking forward to this podcast and many more.
Absolutely. And this one is going to be a quick one. It's just our first introductory podcast to let you know what we're going to be up to. And from a podcast perspective, what that means is we're going to try to use this as our intelligence channel. So we'll conduct interviews here with surgeons. I think you'll get to meet many of our surgeon venture partners in the coming months and year from this podcast. We'll conduct interviews from conferences we're at, events we've done or attended. We'll have some companies on when the time is right and introduce you to the companies that either we've invested in or that are interesting in the field. And we may end up using this as a channel where we'll update you quarterly on our progress at Puma Venture Capital. So this will be an important channel for you if you're interested. It will be one that is a private channel only for our investors for the most part. We will have another channel that's more public that will put some information out to for folks that are not quote unquote investors subscribers, but this channel is particularly for you, our investors. And so today what we thought we would do for those of you who maybe we didn't get a chance to talk to as much during the process, it's just to give a little bit of a history of how this all started. For talk about that for a few minutes, and in the end, we'll give you a quick status update on everything that's been going on in these last few weeks. But Vip, how do we start to tell the story of Puma Venture Capital and where it began? I think it began with you, so I'm going to give you the opportunity
Yeah,
to start.
it's been a lot of years. We've been working with the Society of Robotic Surgery Investor Session for many years, and we partnered in that, and it was, I think, wildly successful beyond what we imagined. The investors were very happy with the content, and I think we learned a lot. On a parallel note, I'd always wanted to have a fund, and the reason I wanted to have a fund is, I would often get calls from investment analysts, and they would ask me about companies. And, I often thought they were asking the wrong questions, or that, they were kind of the in-between person who wasn't really making the calls. And so I often corrected them and told them the questions they needed to ask me, which were the right ones. And so I always thought that maybe we could do a fund our own ourselves, a fund for surgeons by surgeons, because often the surgeons sometimes get left out of this. Whereas we're the ones doing the studies and often kind of have the inside track early. And so that was always my goal. And then when Amit decided he wanted to change his life plan and do something different after Goldman, that was a perfect storm.
Yeah, and I think that you were influential, it's certainly for me, in getting this idea off the ground. And so as I left Goldman in January, we started to do calls with investors, with people in industry, and other VCs, and started to put the idea together of how this would work and whether it would resonate. And we were getting great feedback. And so it kept progressing and getting stronger. And before you know it, Vip and I were making a list, almost like a draft list of the surgeons that we wanted to bring on board. And Vip was instrumental in this and his relationships across various specialties. And as we started to go to those individuals and talk to them informally about what we were up to and see if there was interest, it was almost unanimous. Everybody wanted to participate. For my part, from the investment standpoint, I wanted to make sure everyone had skin in the game and that we would be perceived correctly, as Dr. Patel said, as really being powered by surgeons and them being involved. And so they are investors in the fund. They will share in the profits. I think that makes it very exciting, and we're already starting to see, the fruits of that labor. And so that's been exciting, Vip, to see. And I
Yeah.
think, I don't know, before it seems like the next thing that happened was we started to see some pretty interesting opportunities, didn't we?
Yeah, I think what's amazing is every opportunity that we've seen, we've been able to pull two or three of the top guys in the world in that specialty and have them on the initial calls with these companies. And we've been able to weed them out very, very quickly. And I think that's a big advantage, not only just the investment person, one surgeon looking at it. We have the guys who are actually doing the trials sometimes for these companies or know exactly what the field entails and allows us to, I think, quickly sort through what's going to work and what's not. You know, things that look very good on the surface, the guys who really, really know deep down, they can go right to the core and say nope. Or there are a couple where we went in very early. I mean, we started the fund early because we found that we saw that was something that all the cardiac guys thought was a no-brainer and that it would be a huge opportunity. And so we actually started the fund 6 months early because we found something that we really, really liked, and we turned down the other five that we thought that were not great.
Yeah, that really was the trigger. And for us too, it was a great representation of, what we're after here. After we're going to be going after, we call it the digital surgery ecosystem, but it's pretty broad. And it covers a lot of things that are, minimally invasive in nature, and are tied to surgery, but can go in so many different areas. I think that in the months and years to come, folks will be, pleasantly surprised at the kind of ideas that we find. And I think that the knee-jerk reaction when we tell folks that we have a fund that's kind of focused on digital and robotic surgery is, are you going to invest in something that looks like an intuitive robot? And I think that for us, even in these first few months, it's been really enlightening to see the kind of opportunities that are out there that are really white space opportunities, that are not just another, Da Vinci robot, if you will. And that's been really exciting. And yeah, so as Vip said, we moved faster than we were planning on, and we started this friends and family round. And thanks to all of you, those of you that are listening, are, by definition, invested in that friends and family, and we thank you so much for that. We're grateful, and we're excited about the direction we're going here, and we will work hard for you believing in us. And we ended up getting to our target, just over our target of raising $10 million in the friends and family round. And we did that in about 3 weeks, which was a lot of work, but very satisfying. And we turned around a week later and we funded our first investment, which is Capstan Medical, which is the robotic surgery company in cardiology that we were looking at. So we've made a lot of progress. And now, in these days here, we're starting round two. We're going to be talking to institutional investors for round two for the most part. The minimums have come back on the table and have gone up, and now since the friends and family round. And so certainly if any of you out there are listening and you think you have a good potential LP for us, please make the connection. This is what I'll be doing, spending most of my time on in the next several months is fundraising. That's going to be our key goal. You probably won't see us too active on the investment side for a little while. And we'll keep updating you and see how that goes. And Vip, I know you're going to be busy here in the next few weeks too. You want to remind folks where you're going and what we're anticipating in the coming weeks?
We have the Society of Robotic Surgery meeting the 24th to 26th of July in Melbourne, Australia. I think it's going to be a landmark event for digital surgery. Now, it's a robotic surgery conference, but it's really about the whole digital ecosystem. And we'll have 1,000 surgeons there who are digital surgeons, and we'll have over 50 different robotic platforms, which is huge. Last year we had 20. So to go to 50 robots that are either already on the market or about to go in the next 24 months is unbelievable. And so we're going to really explore this whole digital ecosystem together. And I think it's going to be a very interesting conference, and I think it's going to really help the fund as well.
And I have to believe that we're probably going to be doing some reporting from there, intelligence reporting, with after all the companies we meet and the data that comes out, and in the conference overall. So expect to hear from us there, and expect to hear from us even sooner than that. We'll have our first real intelligence update for you, hopefully very soon after this one. But for this first one, we just wanted to again say thanks to everyone that came in and invested, believed in us, and introduced the platform to you. And so now you'll know where this info comes from on any podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast, as they say. So for me, I'll sign off here. Vip, any final words?
Nope, signing off. Look forward to the next one.
All right, folks. Take care, everybody.
Bye.